This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Miyoyim hivastoi ha'olam v'yadata. From the day of Briyas ha'olam until today, never did such a thing happen. Not only from the day that Mishmar Daf HaShavua began, a little, you know, over 2 years ago, but from the beginning of creation, never was there a day that on a day we're supposed to learn Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, we went back to do the Mishnah Berurahs again. It never happened before. Until Lamed Hei Ba'omer, Chaf Iyar, Tavshin Peivav, in the Ikvasa de Mashicha, we're going to go back and do yesterday's Mishnah Berurahs again. First of all, it's very hard to absorb the lamdas and the mechanism without knowing exactly what the details of the case are. So therefore, min hashamayim, the mesaviv kol hasivuvim orchestrated that today we're going to go back and do yesterday's cases. Brace yourself for this historic moment. Okay. Simin kufnun tes. What you need to know from the Mishnah Berurah, from the Mechaber, is very simple. And actually, everything we're going to learn now is going to be very simple. The Mechaber spoke about a very interesting case where a guy was filling up water from a kli, from the river. He went down to the river, he filled up water from the kli, and then he poured it into an irrigation canal. Now, the problem was twofold. The problem was he can't immerse his hands in the irrigation canal because it's Mayim Shuvim. It's Mayim Shuvim. It got there from a kli. However, there's a little bit of a chap. The chap is the kli has a hole in it. And since it has a hole in it, as he's pouring into the irrigation canal, it's also spilling back into the river. So through something called nitzuk, which is the flow of water that's coming down from the kli, the flow of water coming down from the kli into the river actually now connects the river to the irrigation canal, because he's pouring water into the irrigation canal. And now it could be construed that the water in the irrigation canal, which is coming from the water that was in the kli, and the water in the kli is dripping back down into the river, it's all connected. So the Mechaber said that since the hole in it is kekoines mashke, nitzok is a chibur, even though legabe tevilas haguf, it's not a chibur. Legabe netilas yadayim derabanan, it is a chibur. Then the Mechaber brought the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam, that there are those who argue, and they say, just like for tevilas yadayim it doesn't work, for netilas yadayim it doesn't work. That's the Mechaber. Let's see, again, Mishnah Berurah Sivkata and Mem Zayin, okay? We'll do it quickly. The Rashal agrees with the stringent opinion. Nevertheless, under a pressing circumstance, you could rely on the lenient opinion, which is the opinion of most poskim, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, what if you washed your hands through this nitzuk case, and then you had the opportunity to encounter a kli with regular water, don't make a bracha on that netila. Lo yivarcha netila. Shnia dehala roiv poiskim yatsa yidei netila. Okay? Now, next case. This case we understood yesterday. It's the case after that gave us trouble. The kanim hachalulim hamakalchemayimin hayar. You have the Mississippi River. The water is now flowing into pipes. Okay? The case of the pipes is the pipes themselves are not a kli. The pipes themselves are not a kli. The Shaar HaTzion says this din comes from the Elya Rabba. Second. So the river is flowing through the pipes. Kanim chalulim hamakal chemayim in hayar. Im hiniach yadav tachas hakiluach. Now you want to put your hands under the pipe. The pipe is ending, and now the water is pouring out, and you want to put your hands underneath. Lo, I have a netila. I, of course it's not a Netila. It's not Koyach Gavra. It's Koyach Mississippi. No. Afla ha-soivrim b'siv ches deloy boy Koyach Gavra. Pasul. Why? Mishum de'ein kan kli. It's not a kli. De'hakonim einam kelim. She'ein bohem beis kibol. The kanim are not kelim. They don't have, they're not a receptacle. Yesterday I went out and I bought Mishnah Brura Oiz Vahadar Hamavuar. Okay. Yep, look what I did for you. So he says that this din of the Mishnah Brura comes from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says, look in Toysus and Baba Basra Samachem at base. Toysus and Baba Basra says the case is the pipe doesn't have a receptacle on four sides. It's just a regular classic pipe. So obviously we understand it's not a kli. It's just a pipe. It's not a kli. You didn't wash from a kli. Even if you hold, you don't need koyach gavra, but you need a kli, and a pipe is not a kli. Fine. That's simple. That I believe we got yesterday. This is the case we didn't have clear, or I didn't have clear. What about using rerekasten? Now the first thing, the first issue is we had absolutely no idea what rerekasten was. On the bottom, there's some note. It's a pipe attached to a barrel that the water is drawn from the river. I don't know what that's talking about. But I did a pretty good job of, you know, reading it, you know what I'm saying? But still, that's not the case. Just whatever it says, on what I just read on the bottom, it's a pipe attached to a barrel. That's not the case. What is the case? The case is... I'm going with the Oiz Vahadar explanation of the case, okay? And this makes a lot more sense. Not a lot more sense. It makes sense as opposed to what it says on the bottom there, okay? The case is like this. You have these pipes that are taking the water from the Mississippi River, but where's the water going? You have stones built around the pipes, and now the water, the stones are built in a circular way, so now the water collects somewhat in a pool. Now the water is, it's they built a stone wall around the pipes, and now the water is collecting there, okay? So now what do you want to do? You want to immerse your hands in that water, because there are always two options. There's netilas yadayim, and there's tevilas yadayim. So the netila you don't have because you don't have a kli. So fine, just stick your hands in the collected gathering of water. Says in Mishnah Brura, "Vegam ein yachal lahatbil yadav berer kastin ha'imed svivam." You can't immerse your hands in this stone building that is, surrounds the pipes, because why? He doesn't say why. Why can't you? Why can't you? Says the Mishnah Brura. Now let me explain. V'hu shenifsak hakiluach min hakonim. That's if the water stopped flowing from the pipes. So if the water stopped flowing from the pipes, think about what you have. You have water that gathered somewhere, not from a kli. The pipes are not a kli. The pipes are not a kli. So if the water stopped flowing through the pipes, and now the water is just gathered in this rare kastin, which is a stone pool, then you have mayim shuvim, so you can't be toivel your hands in them. But if the water is still flowing from the pipes, the water in the rare kastin is connected to the mayon, so it's nitzuk harei zechibur, so it's like it's the water of the mayon, so you could use tevilas yadayim. Aye, but we just said, isn't it a machloikis, whether nitzuk is a chibur or not? Yes, that's when it's just drip, 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 drip. But here, it's a very significant connection. It's a connection that is called, what? Kishfoiferes hanoid. Kishfoiferes hanoid, the opening of a leather container. That kind of nitzuk, everyone agrees, is a chibur. Let's read this inside. When could you not be toivel your hands in the rare kastin ha'imed svivam v'hu shenifsak hakiluach menakonim? That's if the flow stopped from the pipes. So now you have mayim she'uvim gathered in this stone pool. But if the water is continuing to flow from the pipes, if you want to be toivel your hands in this gathered water, you could say this works even according to the Rif and the Rambam. Why? This kind of wide connection, the Oiz V'Hadar says, wide connection of Kishvayferes Hanoid, which is much wider than a hole that's Kikoines Mashka. Why? Because even for Tevilas Haguv, you could go to the mikvah in the Rare Kasten. Can you imagine? You have Mississippi River pouring into pipes, water gathering in a stone wall, even though it got there from a non-kli, but it's mechubar to a mayan, and it's mechubar, what's kishvay feres hanoid. So that would work even for tvilas haguf. Okay? So, it's like you're being toivel in the river. So that case, we should have clear. Okay, good? Next case. Kasu achroinim. Shein lito yadam in a plump. Lefisha enoi kli. The plump is basically a lever that brings the water up from a well, or in modern day, a sink. Don't wash your hands from a sink. Why? Because it's not a receptacle. There's no place in it that stores water. It's not a receptacle. It just brings water up from some place. So you say, wait a second. But we just said that if it's a nitzuk, it's mechubar to the mayan. So then why can't I put my hands under? Say, pal, you're doing netila. You're having it pour out of the plump. You're not immersing your hands. So you say, well, why can't I immerse them in middle of the air? You can't do tevilas yadayim in middle of the air. What is that analogous to? It's like a wave of water that what you want to stick your hands into the wave. Chazal only allowed you to be toivel your hands in the body of water. But once the water is coming out of the main body, you can't stick your hands in the middle of the wave. There's no such concept of immersing in midair. That's kipin. That was the word the Mishnah Berurah used as kipin. That's like a gal shenitlash. Okay? That's keep. Now, look at this. So the reason you can't use a sink is for netilas yadayim, it's not a kli. And for tevilas yadayim, it's midair. Kasu achroinim, she'in lito yadam in a plump, lufi she'in a kli. Ah, but now there's an etza. You ready for the etza? Wait until the water hits the ground. So when the water hits the ground, if there's enough water there, and it will cover both hands, it will work through tevilas yadayim. Because what tevila? It's mechubar to the Mississippi River, up the pump, into or mechubar to the well. Maybe you could say the same thing with a sink. I wonder if that heter would apply. In other words, if you have a sink and you want to have the water of the sink pour onto the ground and puddle on the ground, and it maybe you'll groove out the ground a little bit so that you could actually immerse both hands in it, maybe that would work. Als tevilas yadayim.
Is there a mayan by a sink?
I don't know. I think where does the water go? Into a water tank, right? So if it's
kli.
What?
Why is the water tank not a kli that it's?
Yeah, I think you're right. I would agree. Probably if there's a regular water tank, it would be a kli, and it's not going to work because it's mechubar to a kli.
It's work through netilas yadayim.
No, you can't. Netilas yadayim, you need it to be. Coming from a kli, it's too far from the water tank for it to be netilas yadayim. Okay?
So if you put a stopper in your...
But if you had a pump from a well and you let the water pour out on the ground, that's this case now of the Mishnah Berurah, we didn't read it yet, that it would work alt nitzuk mechubar to the mayan. But lechor in our sing.
Has to be a stream?
Yes, it has to be kishvay feres hanoid. It has to be wide enough, kishvay feres hanoid. I don't know how big that is exactly. Like the opening of a canister, yeah? I don't know the exact measurements. 2 fingers by 2 fingers? What is it? Look it up in the books. What's kishvay feres hanoid exactly? Again, the Mishnah Berurah didn't say a word about kishvay feres hanoid. It's only in the juiced up Oiz V'Hadar edition. Okay.
If put a stopper on the bottom of the sink, would that be similar to like letting it cool and then just and make that and that would be your nitzuken? You could just do that.
No, because it's mechubar. It's mechubar to a water tank. It's not if your water is coming from the Mississippi River, then it's connected to a mayan, and then you could toivel it. But if it's connected to a different kli, you can't immerse your hands in water that are attached to a kli. Let's read this case, okay? Kasu achroinim. She'in lito yodav min a plump. The achroinim say, don't wash your hands from a pump lefi she'in a kli. V'chol zadavge kishamaniach yodav samach l'makam yitzias hamayim min a tzir sinar haboilet. That's only if you put your hands next to where the water comes out of the pipe. Listen to what you're doing. You can put one hand near the floor, and the other hand you're going to pull on the pump. Then you'll switch hands, or you'll get your friend to pull on the pump. Why? Because in this case the water is not mid-air, it's on the ground. If you're going to hold your hands high off the ground, now it's like being toivel in a kippin. Kippin is the middle of a wave that's made like a kippa, that's made like an arch. That doesn't work. Chazal only allowed tevila in water on the ground, not water suspended in midair. Okay, so that case is beautiful. Next case. Next case we have the Rama. The Rama said that if you have a stone wall and you groove out a receptacle in the stone of the wall and you made a spigot, it's not going to work because once it was attached to the wall and to the ground, it can't become a kli. But if you groove out the stone first and then you attach it to the wall and you make a spigot, you could wash from it. Says Mishnah Berurah, if kadam emches hakavuim, then latios yadayim kli beinon. V'kivin shem kavuim bekoisa. If it's set to the wall, harehin kekoisa. It's like a wall. Ve'ein shem kli alein. It's not considered a kli. Afal pisha also lahen base kibol. Even though you made a receptacle. Va'ayin b'primagadim shematzade loymer. The davka lito min abarza derech natila. You would have, if you want to use this carved out stone, you would have to have a spigot and open and close the spigot. Aval litbo b'soicha, but to immerse in it. Then, im yesh bahen arbaim sa, if it has 40 sa, yesh lahachshir mitam tevila, demoter b'arbaim sa, you could be machshir it through immersion. Kedo kaman b'sif yodalet, v'lai have a ketoivel b'kli. It's not like being toivel in the kli. Why? It's not a kli. You took a wall and you grooved it out. So if you took a wall and you grooved it out, so you can't immerse your hands in it, but if, you can't, excuse me, if you took a wall and you grooved it out, then you can't make a spigot and let the water pour on you because it's not a kli. But what you could do is let the 40 sa of water gather and then immerse in it. How do you get the water into the grooved out stone in the first place? It has to be, it got there through, let's say, shivrei kelim.
How would the plump case work?
If the
gabe
there. One
second,
let me finish it, okay? Kli tchila hatam kivan shehaya aleyam shame kli. In the second case, where you grooved out the stone and then you attach it to the wall, hatam kivan shehaya aleyam shame kli tchila betalosh chashav netila bekli noit lemimena. Now, what's the case? You grooved out a stone, you attached it to the wall. How exactly are you using it as a kli? You made a hole in it and you made a spigot and you open and close a spigot, and that's like koyach gavra. By the way, I want to say something, I'm sorry, like really random, but it's very interesting. There's a major tshuva in the Achiezer, whether using electricity, yeah, is considered lighting a fire directly or a grumma. And basically, the Achiezer says that since the electricity is waiting there in the wire, and as soon as you connect the current, it goes immediately. So even though you didn't create the fire, you just unleashed it. Unleashing something that happens immediately is kayach rishain. So it's like you lit the fire. That's the tshuva of the Achiezer. That's Reb Chaim Moshe Grzinski. This is very similar to this case of the Tilsi Yadayim. In other words, Think about how, why is a spigot koyach gavra? How's it koyach gavra? Koyach gavra is I fill up a cup and I pour it on my hands. But I'm not doing anything here. The water is in there. I'm just opening up the hole. By the way, is grumma effective for netilas yadayim? You know, in the context of electricity, this is not a grumma. In other words, there's a hole here. It's blocked. Opening the hole is unleashing the water. Yeah, I'm unleashing the water. That's koyach gavra straight. It's me. What? Exactly. That's the case that Reb Chaim Eiser quotes. This is mamish bitka demaya. It's a dam of water. If you open a dam of water, it's your roitzeach. Right? So this is koyach gavra. The spigot is koyach gavra. It's pashat. As opposed to, let's say somebody pours water on my hand. The only thing is, there's a notebook in between, so it's not going to hit my hand. So the guy pours the water, and in the end, as the water is coming down, somebody pulls away the notebook. So in the guy who pulls away the notebook, and if it was a bullet coming down, he would not be roitzeach, right? So is that koyach gavra legabe netilas yadayim, or you don't need, or grumma is good enough anyway? We didn't really encounter those halachas. Okay, bottom line is that we got klar all the Mishnah Berurahs here. Very good. Okay, shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.